Revealed Truth, Chapter 5, The Emporium of All Rasa. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu has explained scientifically the supreme position of Bhagavan Sri Krishna. He explains that the jiva souls, who are finite parts and parcels of Krishna, share 50 qualities, gunas, with Krishna. Krishna is infinite, and the jiva souls are finite. The jiva souls share 50 qualities with Krishna in a finite way. That is, 50 of Krishna's qualities can be found within them to the extent that Krishna empowers them. The demigods like Shiva, Indra, Chandra, Vayu, Varuna, and so on, share 55 qualities with Krishna. Narayan and Krishna's various avatars share 60 qualities with Krishna. But Krishna has 4 special, extremely wonderful qualities that he alone possesses. Qualities that Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, Lord Rama, and so on do not possess. Because of these exceptional qualities, Krishna is the supreme worshipable Lord, the supreme personality of Godhead. Srimad Bhagavatam says, Ete changsha kalaha pungshaha krishnas tu bhagavan svayam. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.3.28. Quote, there are infinite forms and expansions of the Lord, but Krishna is Svayam Bhagavan, the supreme personality of Godhead, the original and topmost form of the Lord. Everything comes from him. End of quote. Srila Jiva Goswami explained that the word Bhagavan means Bhajaniya Guna Vishishta, he who has the most worshipable and attractive qualities. Because Krishna has the most transcendental qualities, more than the demigods and all other forms of the Lord, he is supreme. Krishna's name, form, fame, and pastimes are all supreme. Krishna is the supreme original form of the Lord, but for pastimes and creation, Krishna appears in a variety of forms. Om Purnam Adaha Purnam Idam Purnat Purnam Udachyate Purnasya Purnam Adaya Purnam Evava Shishyate. Brihad Aranyaka Upanishad 5.1.1. Quote, Krishna is infinite, he has infinite forms, and his infinite forms are all infinite. If you subtract anything from the infinite, it is still infinite. Krishna's infinite character is always naturally full, and all of Krishna's expansions are also full. And still, Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, the most worshipable, original Lord. End of quote. The spiritual world where Krishna lives eternally is called Vaikuntha Loka or Paravyoma Dham. There, infinite, eternally manifest forms of Krishna live within their own abode. We cannot conceive of this with our mundane intelligence. The Lord lives in the spiritual world in infinite different forms, each with his own paraphernalia, associates, and abode. All these forms of the Lord are known as Vishnu Tattva. Lord Narayan is an expansion of Krishna who lives with his consort Lakshmi Devi in Vaikuntha Loka and enjoys unlimited power and opulence as he is gloriously worshipped by his associates with great majesty eternally. Vaikuntha means Vigata Kunta Yasmat. Vaikuntha Loka has the power to appear anywhere. It is infinite and can immediately take a position within the finite realm by the Lord's will. Narayan has many avatars. Mahavishnu, the maintainer of the whole material creation, is an avatar of Narayan. Garbhodakshayi Vishnu, the maintainer of this universe, is an avatar of Narayan. And Kshirodakshayi Vishnu, The maintainer of every jiva soul is an avatar of Narayan. These Purusha avatars expand down from Narayan to maintain the material creation. There are also other types of avatars that come down from Narayan. There are the Leela avatars, Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Vamana, Nrsinga, and so on. These forms of the Lord appear within the material universe, but also have eternal abodes in Vaikuntha Loka. There are also Yuga avatars, forms of the Lord who distribute the Dharma of an age, and Shaktivesh avatars, empowered jiva souls who fulfill the Lord's will. There are so many different types of avatars that come down to this material world from Lord Narayan. Yada yada hi dharmasya glanir bhavati bharata abhyuttanam adharmasya tadatmanam srijamyaham. Paritranaya sadhunam vinashaya cha duskritam dharma sangsthapanartaya sambhavami yuge yuge. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 4, 7, and 8. Quote, whenever irreligion takes the place of religion and religion becomes disturbed, suppressed or polluted, different forms of the Lord appear to rescue the conditioned souls and give nourishment to the sadhus. The Lord's avatars come to make peace in the world, re-establish the religion of the soul, and perform their play for their own purpose. End of quote. The Lord does not only appear once in this world, he appears many, many times to fulfill his various purposes. Sometimes persons learn about one form of the Lord and through that think they know everything about the Lord. The idea may come to them, I am a Krishna Bhakta. I do not want to see the face of a Nrsingadev Bhakta. I do not want to see the face of a Rama Bhakta. But this is not the proper understanding. It is a lack of real knowledge, actually. Really, it is very good to praise other religions. By having respect for other religions, we can make a proper comparative study of theism. That is very good. It is very good to know why we practice Krishna consciousness. There are so many demigods and so many forms of the Lord. We respect the Son of God, His Father in heaven, and everything. But why do we worship Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead? It is necessary to understand this. Lord Ramachandra is a very famous avatar of the Lord who appeared in the Treta Yuga to re-establish the Vedic religion within the mundane world. Everywhere, everyone knows of Lord Ramachandra's great character. All over India, everyone is very enthusiastic to chant, Jai Ram! His character is described in gist form in Srimad Bhagavatam by Veda Vyas, and in the Ramayana it is described in a grand way. There are so many stories about Lord Ramachandra's great character, but the vital point of all of them is that he is Maryada Purushottam. He appeared to establish the Vedic religion, and his pastimes were guided by the regulations of Vedic religion. All of his actions and his character were perfectly organized and moral. He set the example of the perfect practice of Vidhi, the rules and regulations of the Vedic religion. His speciality was that he accepted only one wife, Ekapatni Vratadharo. Through his character and example, Lord Ramachandra re-established the Vedic Dharma. Lord Ramachandra's character is so great, but it is completely different from Lord Krishna's character. Lord Ramachandra is known as Maryada Purushottam, and Krishna is known as Leela Purushottam. Krishna's pastimes focus on love and play. For that reason, Krishna is known as Leela Purushottam. When the Lord appears as Ramachandra, he follows the rules of the Vedas perfectly, to the extreme. That is the character of Maryada Purushottam. But when Krishna appears to taste the love of his devotees, he sometimes does not follow the restrictions of the Vedic religion at all. Still, both Ramachandra and Krishna are Purushottam, forms of the Supreme Lord. We must understand that Krishna is always the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He never loses his supreme position. Even if he does not follow the Vedic religion that he himself establishes in the world in his other avatars, he is still the Supreme Lord. We can understand this through the example of Bhishma Dev. Bhishma Dev had perfect moral character. It is beyond even doubt that Bhishma could make any Vedic moral transgression. He was respected by everyone in the Vedic society as a Mahajan, a great exemplary soul. Everyone everywhere knew of him and respected him. In large assemblies of kings, brahmanas and dignitaries, everyone would first give honor to Bhishma Dev. Everyone considered Bhishma Dev to have the highest dignity. But that Bhishma Dev gives full honor and obeisance to Krishna. Once when Krishna came to an assembly of many great persons in which Bhishma Dev was the guest of honor, Bhishma Dev stood and said, "When Krishna is present here, he must receive first honor from everyone. He is more worshipable than anyone." Then Bhishma Dev offered a flower to Krishna's lotus feet in front of everyone. At that time, Krishna had so many wives, so many girlfriends, and so many things. Through Bhishma Dev's example, everyone accepted that Krishna is Lord Krishna, and he can do anything and everything. There is a great difference between the worship of Narayan and his avatars and the worship of Krishna. There are so many religious teachings in the world. It is very rare to get Krishna consciousness. The Vedic religion's main teaching is that you must be pious. You must follow the rules and regulations, viddhi, of the Vedas for proper social and religious life. The Vedic religion teaches that if your character and behavior is very clean, then you can worship and satisfy the Lord. Respect is 90% of Vedic worship. Vedic religion enables you to respectfully worship the Lord in his form as Rama, Narsingha, Narayan, or otherwise. Through mantram and many instruments of worship, you can offer your devotion from a distance to the Lord according to the proper rules and regulations. The worship of Krishna is very different from the formal worship of Vedic religion. To worship Krishna, you must offer pure love, affection, and the hankering of your transcendental soul. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught this process and mood of worship, which is known as Raga Marga. The speciality of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's religion is love and affection. That is the only property used for worship in the line of Krishna consciousness. Through attachment to Krishna, love and affection for him develop. Love and affection are most attractive to Krishna, and as one's love and affection for him grow more and more, Krishna becomes more and more satisfied. If someone has love and affection for Krishna, then anything and everything they do will be satisfying to him. Any soul with that type of transcendental property is most fortunate. Persons who prefer Viddhi Marga like to worship Lord Ramachandra or Lord Narayan or other avatars of the Lord. But persons who prefer the mood of love and affection for the Lord, Raga Marga, must be attracted to Krishna. In this way we can understand Krishna to be the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Reality the Beautiful. Everything we desire, we can find fully within Krishna. We want charm, beauty, love, affection, and ecstasy. We want success in our lives. All of these are fully present and alive within Krishna consciousness. All ecstatic activity is found in full in the Krishna conception. If we will try to search for a reason to serve and worship Krishna, then the answer will come that everything we need is fully manifested in an effulgent way in Krishna consciousness. In Krishna consciousness, we will find everything that we need, so we must worship Krishna. What do we really need? We do not need awe or reverence. We need happiness. We need joy. We need beauty. We need love. We are searching for these qualities. Birth after birth, we are trying to search for these essential things. We need eternal existence, harmony, and the nectar of love, beauty, charm, and sweetness. If we search for these things, we will find that all of them are fully present in the Krishna conception. In no other God consciousness and in no other God conception are they fully present. The Ramachandra conception, the Narayan conception, the Baladev conception, all the other avatars of Krishna, none of them can give us the same rasa, the same ecstatic relationship with the Lord. Why do I say no other? There is a reason. If you search within the Krishna conception, you will find the sonhood of Godhead, the supreme worshipable Lord, manifest in a lovingly playful, youthful form, surrounded by all five possible relationships, rasas, with the jiva souls, shanta, attachment, dasya, servitorship, sakya, friendship, vatsalya, affectionate guardianship, and madhura, intimate love. In other conceptions, you may find relationships with God, like the fatherhood of Godhead, or servitorship to Godhead. We see that there are many other types of relationships with God, but according to Rasa Vichar, the science of divine relationships, the sonhood of Godhead is the best. The Supreme Lord's position is that He is the supreme controller of everything. But if that Supreme Lord can also be controlled by love and affection, that is an even more glorious position. Why? A father bears the burden of maintaining his children. If a father has no guardian, he has to maintain himself and also bear the burden of maintaining his children. A master must maintain his servants. A friend must care for his friends. But a son can have everything. He can have all types of relationships. When a son has a guardian, then he can even do wrong and still be protected. If the Absolute Lord performs his pastimes in a youthful form, he can enjoy all possible relationships. He can have a father or guardian, and under their care he can simply play and enjoy. When the Lord assumes the form of a son, his pastimes become the sweet absolute. Krishna is known as Brajendra Nandan, the son of the king of Vrindavan. Krishna has a father and guardian, so he himself can play. He can be worry-free. That is the most worshipable sweet absolute reality, where Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is always playfully situated in the center of everything. When the Lord has the youthful form of a son, then all other relationships are possible with Him. He can have a father, a mother, brothers, servants, friends, and girlfriends. He can have everything. As a son, Krishna can be served from every corner in all different types of loving, affectionate relationships, rasas. And He can give ecstasy and joy to the heart of everyone. That is full-fledged theism, and only in such a conception is all beauty, charm, and ecstasy beautifully playing. Krishna is the most beautiful and extremely merciful. So much charm, love, and harmony are existing within the ecstatic Lord of the Krishna conception. So many different ecstatic feelings all merge together within Krishna consciousness. The jiva souls feel unlimited happiness through that. It is inconceivable, but still it comes to them. And the process is a very sweet process. Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya and Madhura rasas are the five kinds of relationships with Krishna. All are ecstatic. All are filled with loveliness, happiness, sweetness, beauty and everything. To describe these, Srila Rupa Goswami and Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami use the word chamatkara, astonishing. Because all rasas are manifest in full with only the divine form of Krishna, Krishna is described as the Akila Rasamrita Murti, the emporium of all rasa. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained the four special, extremely wonderful qualities that Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, alone possesses. The qualities that Lord Narayan, Lord Vishnu, Lord Rama, and so on do not possess. These are the qualities that distinguish Krishna as Svayam Bhagavan, the most worshipable personality of Godhead. Sarvad Bhuta Chmatkara Lila Kalola Varidhi Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandalaha Tri Jagan Manasa Karshi Morali Kala Kujitaha Asamanodva Rupa Shri Vismapita Characharaha. Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Dakshin Vibhaga 141 and 142. Sarvadbhuta Chamatkara Lila Kalola Varidaha. The first quality is that the pastimes of Bhagavan Sri Krishna are like an ocean filled with dancing waves that stun and astonish everyone. Atulya Madhura Prema Mandita Priya Mandalaha. The second quality is that in his pastimes Krishna is always surrounded by his associates, the super sweet, sweet gopis, gopa balakas, and other residents of Vrindavan Dham, whose hearts and souls have full, unequaled dedication to him in five kinds of relationships led by Madhura Rasa. Trijagan Manasakarshi Morali Kala Kujitaha. The third quality is that Krishna attracts the minds of everyone within the transcendental and mundane universes and enters the hearts of his devotees with the melodious vibration of his flute. Srila Guru Maharaj explained that Om and Gayatri come from Krishna's flute song, and when he plays the flute, Krishna sings the glories of Srimati Radharani. Radha Padang Dhimahi Asamanodva Rupa Shri Vismapita Characharaha. The fourth quality is that the personal beauty, Shri, Saundarya, of Krishna's divine form is beyond compare. All moving and non-moving living entities are astonished and faint to behold the beauty of Krishna's divine form. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu described Krishna's four super excellent qualities in this way. Among these four topmost qualities of Krishna, the final quality of his supremely attractive form is the highest. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami said, Bhusanera Bhusana Anga. This means that nothing is more beautiful than Krishna's transcendental form. Krishna's form beautifies even the ornaments he wears. Krishna's divine form is the ornament on his ornaments. We hear definitively that even Krishna himself is maddened by the beauty of his form. When Krishna stands in front of a mirror, he forgets himself and attempts to embrace his image in the mirror. He becomes mugdha, melted and astonished, to see his divine form. Krishna showed this to be true by his appearance as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna is the reservoir of all beauty, and he himself becomes mad to see his beauty. That is the incomparable quality and qualification of Krishna. No one can compare with the beauty of Krishna's divine form or the love and charm flowing through his pastimes. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu also expressed his own vision of Krishna's divine form. Smirang bhangi traya parichitang sachi vistirna drishting vanshi nyastadhara kishalayam ujvalang chandrakena govinda kyang hari tanum ittaha keshi tito bakante ma prakshishta shtava yadi sakhe bandhu sange sti rangaha. Sri Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Purva Vibhaga 2, 239. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur explained this verse, quote, "If you have any attachment to staying within your circle of friends and enjoying mundane life, do not go to Keshi Ghat to see Sri Govinda's divine form, which is the reservoir of all beauty. If you see his divine form attractively bent in three places, his stunning eyes and his face glowing in the moonshine as he plays his flute, you will become completely enchanted and you will not be able to leave. You will never be able to return to the so-called pleasures of material life. It may be better for you not to go there." End of quote. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu expressed his vision of Krishna in this verse. It is his own vision. When we hear this verse, we can feel something. Maybe 0.1% of Srila Rupa Goswami's divine realization. We cannot actually conceive of it. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu can express it, and we can simply try to harmonize with his feelings. Lord Brahma also saw the divine form of Krishna and expressed his vision with his verse, Ishvaraha Paramaha Krishnaha Satchit Ananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govindaha Sava Karana Karanam. Sri Brahma Sanhita 5.1. In this verse of Brahma Sanhita, we see the real form of Lord Krishna expressed. This verse describes Krishna's aprakrita form, his supramundane form, in which he plays with the cows, cowherd boys, and gopis in his eternal abode of Vrindavan, in five kinds of relationships. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami also described this form. Krishnera yateka kela sarvot tamma naralila naravapu tahara svarupa gopavesha venukara navakishora natavara naralilara haya anurupa Krishnera madhura rupa shuna sanatana ye rupere ekakana Dubaya Sabha Tribhuvana Sava Prani Kare Akashana. The best of all of Krishna's pastimes are his human-like pastimes. His human-like form is his original form. His cowherd boy dress, flute playing, adolescence, and superb dancing perfectly suit his human-like pastimes. Please hear of Krishna's charming form. One drop of its beauty floods the whole of the three worlds and attracts every living entity within them. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 21, 101 and 102. Krishna's original form is like that of a human, like that of our own relative. The human form is the Lord's original form and is the sweet absolute. When this is understood, then we can harmonize everything with that reality. Without this realization, it is very difficult to harmonize so much of our worldly experience. The pastimes of Krishna can harmonize everything. Evang sva chitte svata eva siddha. Srimad Bhagavatam 2, 2, 6. When Krishna's transcendental pastimes reveal themselves in our hearts, we will understand everything perfectly. Krishna appeared in his human-like form here in this mundane world, like the other avatars. But Krishna's divine human-like form, Reality the Beautiful, is eternally present in the spiritual realm of Goloka Vrindavan. In Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said to Arjuna, Janma karma cha me divyam evam yo vetti tatvataha. Tyatva deham punara janma naiti mam eti sorjuna. Srimad Bhagavad Gita 4.9. Quote, Arjuna, my birth and death in this world are not like the birth and death of ordinary human persons. I show myself to be like them when I appear, but actually I existed before I appeared in this world and continue to exist after I disappear. My form and appearance are divyam, divine. End of quote. Divyam means aprakritam. Aprakritam means that Lord Krishna's divine form appears like an ordinary man's form, but it is actually not made of anything mundane. Krishna's form is a transcendental form, which is perfect, positive, and eternally existent in Goloka Vrindavan, the highest plane within Vaikuntha Loka. Anyone who understands Lord Krishna's divine form and appearance in this way will be liberated from birth and death. It is necessary to properly understand that his appearance and disappearance are not like the birth and death of mankind. They are like the rising and setting of the sun. The sun does not die when it crosses the horizon. It simply disappears from our vision temporarily and then reappears later. Anyone who understands Krishna's divine appearance and disappearance in this way is liberated and attains the service of Lord Krishna in the transcendental world. Krishna gave this knowledge to the world in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. We must honor and worship everything about Lord Krishna as transcendental. There is nothing mundane about his name, form, qualities, pastimes, and associates. The scriptures have cautioned us about this. Vishnau sabesh pareshe tad itara samadhir yasya va narakisaha. Padma Purana. Quote, if we think Sarveshwar Vishnu, the Lord of everything, is an ordinary person, then our understanding will be imperfect and that will take us to a hellish condition. End of quote. By the grace of the scriptures, our gurus and the sadhus, we must think, the birth and death of Lord Krishna are not like that of an ordinary human. They are transcendental. Krishna's form is transcendental and eternal. Ishvaraha paramaha krishnaha satchit ananda vigraha. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead. He is the creator of all creation and he has an eternal divine form. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu has explained step by step how the play of Sri Krishna, the Sweet Absolute, is supreme according to Rasa Vicha, the science of spiritual relationships. Vaikuntaj janito vara madhu puri tatrapi rasotsavat brindaramyam udarapani ramanat tatrapi govadanaha radha kundam ihapi Gokala patehe pramamrita pavanat kuryadasya virajato giritate sevam viveki nakaha. Sri Upadeshamrita 9. This verse is very famous. It is very small, but it fully describes the position and gist of all the pastimes of Lord Krishna. Vaikuntha, the abode of Lord Narayan, is infinite. In his opulent pastimes in Vaikuntha Loka, Lord Narayan eternally exists as the worshipable deity, and all his servitors serve him there forever from a respectful distance. Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu explains that in Vaikuntha there is no Janita, birth of the Lord. This means that Lord Narayan has no mother or father. Thus, Madhupuri, Mathura Vrindavan, is superior to Vaikuntha Loka, because there the Lord manifests his transcendental pastimes of birth and childhood. When the Lord takes birth and plays as a boy, his pastimes are more exalted and transcendentally glorious. Why? Because the full range of relationships are possible with him. Krishna's pastimes manifest the full range of relationships. Shanta, attachment, Dasya, servitorship, Sakya, friendship, Vatsalya, affectionate guardianship, and Madhura, intimate love. Lord Ramachandra's pastimes also include birth, so his pastimes are more elevated than those of Lord Narayan. But Krishna's pastimes have something more than Lord Ramachandra's pastimes. That is Parakiya Rasa, paramour love. Paramour love is found only within Lord Krishna's pastimes. Lord Ramachandra's nature and character is to always follow the Vedic religion. In Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, the full range of rasas are present, but their movement is controlled by the rulings of the Vedas. In Lord Ramachandra's pastimes, the full freedom of rasa does not show itself in an effulgent way. Up to Dasya Rasa, Lord Ramachandra's pastimes are so nice. Dasya Rasa is firm and full in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes. Sakya Rasa, Vatsalya Rasa and Madhura Rasa are suppressed in his pastimes. Sita Devi is Ramachandra's wife, but her mood is, I am a servant of Ramachandra. The tendency of all Ramachandra's associates, his wife Sita Devi, his father Dasharat, his mother Kaushalya, and so on, is to consider themselves servants of Ramachandra. This means that the Madhura Rasa in Lord Ramachandra's pastimes moves only according to the respectful mood taught in the Vedas. Lord Ramachandra set the example of Vedic Dharma and accepted only one wife. His quality is that he has only one consort. Thus there is no opportunity for the Jiva souls to become consorts of Lord Ramachandra. He will not accept anyone else but Sita Devi as his wife. But the Lord is so beautiful and attractive that we hanker to see his beauty, and naturally we feel that we want to be his consort. As Ramachandra, the Lord will not accept us in that way. But as Krishna, the Lord will. Krishna is the form in which the Lord will accept us, not only as his wives, but also as his paramour lovers. Krishna has 16,108 wives, and more than that, he has millions of girlfriends. Krishna is the emporium of all rasa. The full range of relationships are possible with him. In Vrindavan, Krishna takes birth. He accepts service in Vatsalya Rasa and Tatrapi Rasotsavad. He sports in the paramour love of Madhura Rasa in the Rasa Leela, his dancing pastimes with his girlfriends. And when Krishna performs the Rasa Leela, he does not enjoy paramour love with only a small group. Krishna plays with millions of gopis in this way. Krishna has that capacity. Krishna is the supreme and everything is under his control. But as Brajendra Nandan, in the play of the sonhood of Godhead, Krishna is worry-free and simply enjoys unlimitedly. That is the full-fledged theism found in Krishna consciousness. In his supreme divine form of Krishna, the Lord shows his supreme nature through his capacity to enjoy. Raya kahe Krishna hai dhira lalita nirantara kama krida yahara charita. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 8.187. This is a wonderful expression found within the Ramananda Sangvad of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There Ramananda Roy says that Krishna's nature is Dhira Lalita, which means he is always in the beautiful ecstatic mood of Shringara Rasa, Madhura Rasa, and he has no job other than enjoying with the gopis. Nirantara, without ever stopping, Krishna playfully enjoys, spreads his pastimes, and accepts the service of his beloved devotees. This is the divine conception of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he taught that it is the gist of Srimad Bhagavatam. Arajo Bhagavan Vrajesha Tanayas Tad Dhamma Brindavanam Ramyaka Chit Upasana Braja Vadhu Vargina Va Kalpita Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanam Amalam Prema Pumarto Mahan Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhor Matam Idang Tatradaraha Naha Paraha. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Quote, "The worshipable, desirable goal of our life is the service of the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his divine form of Brajendra Nandan Krishna, who is manifest in his abode of Vrindavan. All beauty, all charm, everything opulent, tasteful and ecstatic is present within Krishna's Vrindavan Leela. Everything is there in Vrindavan. Vrajesha Tanaya Krishna and his full love play. Service there in the mood of the Braja Vadhus, Krishna's beloved girlfriends, is the supreme service, and that is our life's goal, that type of ecstatic love for Lord Krishna." End of quote. All beauty, ecstasy, and everything is present within the Krishna conception. Only Krishna can be our heart and soul. The full-fledged conception of Krishna consciousness is found in that Vrajendra Nandan Krishna conception, the sonhood of Godhead. A great devotee, Gunaraj Khan, wrote a book named Sri Krishna Vijaya. It begins, "Nanda Nandana Krishna Mora Prananata Evake Vikainu Tara Vanshira Hata." Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 15.100. Quote, "Nanda Nandan Krishna is my heart and soul." Close quote. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev was deeply attracted to this conception, and after hearing Gunaraj Khan's expression, Mahaprabhu was so charmed that he said, "I consider myself a slave of a dog from the house of Gunaraj Khan." Raghupati Upadhyaya also described the sonhood of Godhead to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. "Shrutim apare smritim itre bharatam ane bhajantu bhava bhitaha aham iha nandang vande yasya linde parang brahma." Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 1996. Quote, "Those who are very fearful of this mundane environment can be that way. They can worship the Shruti, Smriti, Mahabharata, Vedas, Vedanta, Upanishads, and so on. I do not want to go that way. I do not see that as my necessity. I feel that all I need is Krishna's mercy. I know that Krishna plays in the courtyard of his father, Nanda Maharaj. So I feel I will receive Krishna's mercy through Nanda Maharaj. I feel that I need only to take the dust of Nanda Maharaj's lotus feet on my head. By doing that, I will surely receive Lord Krishna's mercy." End of quote. In this verse, Raghupati Upadhyaya describes Krishna as Param Brahma, the Supreme Absolute. Everyone already knows Krishna is Param Brahma, Brahma Samhita said it, Srimad Bhagavatam said it, and Krishna himself said it everywhere in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. But who can conceive that that Krishna, who is Param Brahma, plays in the courtyard of his father, Nanda Maharaj? Who can conceive that Mother Yashomati chastises Krishna with a stick? That is the inconceivable beauty of the sweet absolute reality of the Krishna conception, the sonhood of Godhead. Raghupati Upadhyaya later charmed Mahaprabhu with another verse. Krishna does not have only one kind of divine form. He has three, one for each of the environments where he engages in his pastimes, Dwaraka, Mathura, and Vrindavan. The quality and qualification of Vrindavan Krishna, the youthful, playful Krishna, is supreme. Raghupati Upadhyaya said, Shyama meva parang rupam puri madhu puri vara vayaha kaishorakam dhyeyam adya eva paro rasaha. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 19, 106. Quote, the divine form of Shyama Sundara Krishna is the Lord's supreme form. Mathura Vrindavan is the Lord's supreme abode. Krishna's youthful form is the supreme form of worship, and Adi Rasa, Madhura Rasa, is the supreme rasa. End of quote. The divine youthful form of Krishna is the source of all rasa. All rasa comes from him like Manasarova, the lake in which the Ganges and all other sacred rivers are present. Krishna is known as Rasabdhi, the ocean of rasa, the ocean of nectar. The jiva souls are so fortunate because they are tiny and can swim in the nectarian ocean of Sri Krishna's pastimes. Rasa has five principal styles, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, Vatsalya, Madhura, and seven kinds of secondary styles, Hasya, laughter, Adbhuta, wonder, Vira, valor, Karuna, sorrow, Raudra, anger, Bibhatsa, disgust, and Bhai, fear. In Krishna's pastimes, all of these rasas swim together like baby fish, happily playing together and kissing. When time and fortune favorably come to us, we can inquire about rasa, and our research will lead us to Madhura rasa. There are so many rasas, but all rasas are present inside Madhura rasa. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explained, Akashadi gunayena parapara bhute ekadui tinachari krame pancha prithivite. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, 19, 233. Quote, as sky, air, fire, and water are present within earth, so all rasas, Shanta, Dasya, Sakya, and Vatsalya, are present within Madhura rasa. End of quote. Madhura rasa is the supreme ecstasy. It is Savarasa Samahara, the combined form of all rasas. We have heard that Krishna is the Akhila Rasamrita Murti, the emporium of all rasa, the concentrated form of all rasa. But more than this general idea, we can understand that because all rasas are fully present within Madhura rasa, Krishna, being described as the Akhila Rasamrita Murti, means that he is Shringara Rasa Murtiman, the concentrated form of Madhura rasa in Paramore love. All the scriptures have said this also, and this is a miracle. Veda Vyas began the Vedanta Darshan with the sutras Atato Brahma Jigyasa, search for Brahma, and Janmadyasya Yataha, he, Purna Brahma, Krishna, is the source of everything. Then he wrote Anandamayo Vyasat, he, Krishna, is Anandamaya, the Satchit Ananda Vigraha, the embodiment of truth, consciousness and ecstasy. So the Vedanta Darshan begins by telling us, Lord Krishna is Anandamoy, he is the reservoir of all ecstasy, and we can find our full nourishment in him. Then Vedavyas said, Raso Vaisaha, he is Rasa, Krishna is Rasa. So Krishna is the creator of all creation, Janmadyasya Yataha, with Rasa, with sweetness. In other words, it is Krishna, the emporium of all rasa, who is the creator of all creation. This means that it is his manifestation, Krishna, the sweet absolute's manifestation, that is everywhere. It is the play of the divine couple Radha Krishna that is the origin of everything. It is Radha Krishna's play that is overflooded all over the transcendental and material worlds. This is the real meaning of Janmadyasya Yataha, that from which everything comes. It is necessary for us to realize this and connect with it. The play of Krishna, the supreme powerful, with his supreme power, Radharani, is eternally going on in Goloka Vrindavan, the highest plane within Vaikuntha Loka. Krishna and his power are non-different, Sashakti Shaktiman. But Krishna divided himself from his power for the purpose of Leela, pastimes. He divided his power from himself for his own satisfaction and play. So the phrase Supreme Personality of Godhead means Krishna the all-powerful with his power, Radharani. The powerful and his power are non-different. We cannot differentiate them, just as we cannot differentiate the sun from its heat and light. Krishna, the powerful, is always depending upon his power. Without his power, the powerful does not have his existence. He does not have his play. He is like a dry battery with no charge. We have heard Shuka and Shari, the parrots of Vrindavan, debating. Shuka bali amara Krishna giridhari chilla. Shari bali amara radha shakti sancharila. Shuka said, My Krishna lifted Govardhan Hill. Shari replied, It is only because Radharani gave her power to Krishna that Krishna was powerful enough to lift Govardhan Hill. In this way we can understand the position of Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as Sashakti Shaktiman, Krishna the powerful, who depends on his power, Radharani. The divine couple has been described very concisely and conclusively by Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami in a full-fledged way in the 8th chapter of the Madhya Leela of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. There, the full-fledged theism of Krishna consciousness is exposed. The position of Krishna and the position of Radharani has been fully described for us. There, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Dev asked Ramananda Roy many questions, and the supreme conclusion of worship of the divine couple, Sri Sri Radha Krishna, was revealed. Srila Swarup Damodar has explained this concisely for us. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritir Hladini Shaktir Asmat Ekatmana Vappi Bhuvi Pura Deha Bhedhang Gathau Thau. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adi Leela 1.5. Quote, Radha Krishna are one, but they divided themselves for their divine play in Madhura Rasa Leela. End of quote. The clue to the whole of Radha Krishna's pastimes is given here. Radha Krishna Eka Atma Dui Deha Dhari Anyonye Vilasi Rasa Asvadana Kari. Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila 4.56. Srila Swarup Damodar said, Radha Krishna Ekatma, Radha and Krishna are one, that is, Sashakti Shaktiman. But they have divided into two forms for their own divine play of paramour love. If you say that Krishna is Shaktiman, powerful, then his Shakti, power, Radharani, is already with him, otherwise he could not be Shaktiman. Various forms of Krishna sometimes appear in the mundane world, but if you will understand that the original divine form of Sri Krishna himself is the cause of all causes, the Parameshwar, the creator of all, who himself has no creator, then you must see that it is Sashakti Shaktiman Krishna, Sri Krishna with his Shakti, Radharani, that is behind everything. Janma Yasya Yataha. Like his Vedanta Darshan, Veda Vyas began Srimad Bhagavatam with the phrase Janma Yasya Yataha. By doing this, he showed that Srimad Bhagavatam is a commentary on the Vedanta Darshan, though at the same time he also showed that Srimad Bhagavatam starts from the platform of Madhura Rasa. Nigama Kalpa Taror Galitang Phalam Shuka Mukhad Amrita Drava Sangyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam Muhur Aho Rasika Bhuvi Bhavukaha. Srimad Bhagavatam 1.1.3. If we think of the Vedas as a kalpataru, a wish-fulfilling tree, then Srimad Bhagavatam is like their fruit. Galitang phalam means Srimad Bhagavatam is like a nicely ripened fruit without skin or seed. Its rasa, nectarine juice, is very sweet and palatable. It contains the gist of all transcendental ecstasy and all the Vedic scriptures. Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam. Until death, try to taste the Bhagavat's rasa. Again and again it will be tasteful to you. You will always find new taste there, in the divine couple's eternal pastimes. Thus ends the reading of chapter 5, The Emporium of All Rasa.